Hello again, and welcome to the Thinking From Far Away podcast, where we talk about what's going on at the IBM Think 2019 conference in San Francisco. Today is Wednesday, February 13th. My name is Julian Robichaud, and I am here with Gab Davis. Say hello, Gab.
Hello.
And since we're going to be talking about connections today, and I'm not really a connections guy, I'm going to let Gab drive this whole podcast and ask questions and stuff. So, Gab, your first order of business is to introduce our special guests.
Thank you. So, our roving reporters on the ground in San Francisco, we have Sandra. If you'd like to introduce yourself, Sandra.
Yes, my name is Sandra Bueller. I'm with Spellsoft. This is a business partner in Switzerland, and I'm also an IBM champion, and I'm a big fan and supporter and user of Connections since 2007. And we have lots of customers running Connections, so I'm into Connections.
Fantastic. And Vanas is also there in San Francisco.
Hi, good morning. I'm Vanas. I run my own business in Belgium, and I also run Social Connections, the Connections user group for a couple of years now together with some other people. And yeah, I've been involved in Connections for quite long. And yeah, it's close to my heart.
And finally, in Boston, we have Chris Reckling from the IBM Connections team. Chris?
Hi, I run the design team here in Littleton, Mass. It's our home lab. I'm at home now. But and of course, I've been involved with Lotus since the beginning, practically, it seems like. So right now we're working on sort of next version of Connections.
Brilliant. Okay, so yes, it was Community Day. We had some news come out. I know we've got presentations this week, today and tomorrow. I know, Juanes, you're doing a presentation this week. But yesterday, what did you guys hear announced yesterday? I saw some things on Twitter. Sandra?
Yes. So yesterday, I think IBM just shipped a week ago CR4. And yesterday it was announced that they are not just working on CR5, but that they will be delivering CR5 quite soon. So what's in it exactly? We don't know yet, but we will know later this week when we have when the IBMers do run their sessions.
Yeah, they have one on Thursday tomorrow at around lunchtime.
Exactly. And what also was announced, and is great news, I think, is that they will do run jams for Connections, as well as they did it for Domino. And I assume that Domino was such a huge success that they will copy it. I also love the format. I also love that customers are involved, and I'm really looking forward to these jams.
Yeah, so
No, it's okay. I was going to say, Daniel Baptiste tweeted out, and it'll be on the blog that accompanies this podcast. You can register for these in-person Connections jams that are happening in April and May across Europe. There's one at the moment in the US in Charlotte, North Carolina. There's one in Frankfurt, Paris, London, I think, at the moment. So, as you say, Sandra, I think that these are great news, great initiative.
Yeah, and Social Connections is currently talking to Danielle to organize an additional one in Stockholm for the Nordics as well, around in that same time frame somewhere. And they will keep on rolling them later in the year as well. So they're already planning to have one at the Social Connections event later this year.
Perfect. Yeah, and just to add on to that, because I'm actually developing the agenda for it.
Good job is cool, then.
Yes, Danielle's very persuasive. So, what we want to do there is similar to probably what the V11 jams were, which I also helped them do that agenda, is for Domino, is not, like, we're getting a lot of input from the AHA ideas thing, and those things are great, but they tend to focus on, you know, things that we probably should have done a while ago, you know, that type of stuff that we're missing, that people have been asking for. And then, so what we want to try to do in these in-person events is take advantage of everybody's brains there and think about the future of Connections and where we want to take it, you know, now that we have this opportunity going ahead. So that's kind of the mindset we're trying to shift to in as part of the jams. Of course, we have some ideas, and we'll probably, you know, want to try to float those ideas as well, but also hear from our clients.
And I think this is great, this whole idea of kind of user-driven design, where like kind of doing blue sky thinking about, if we take everything off the table, what would you like to talk about? Mm-hmm. That's very new to us, you know, in the last couple of years. It's not something we've had. So that's all very exciting. I saw yesterday someone screenshotted out the new community homepage in Connections, which looks great. Is that part of CR4 guys or CR5?
This is already part of CR4. And the CR4 and also CR5 are focusing on the user interface and making things nicer, cleaner, and less cluttered. I think you heard that. So kudos to the design team, Chris. You really did great. Thank you.
I agree. And there was a demo from Darren Casey showing how they're really improving the consistency between all the different apps, which is one of the things that we've been waiting for a long time, and they seem to be getting it really right at the moment. And then one of the exciting features that came out with CR4 as well is the new file sharing capability, where you can just generate a link for a file and share the link. And even if you're not directly have access to the file, you will be able to access it through the link that will expire after a while. But it's a great new addition as well to leverage the files component more outside of Connections.
It's kind of a painless way to expand the community that are involved in Connections.
Yes.
You know, way we can bring people in. And on that note, there's been a lot of work being done on OrientMe for the new versions as well, hasn't there?
Yeah, there was some work done on OrientMe and CR4. So what we've been doing is taking some of these, now they're becoming common components, that are these cards that you see in the community catalog, and in OrientMe, and using those in all the places we can. And then on OrientMe in particular, this in CR4, the biggest news probably is that OrientMe will now process events from third parties. So if you have an application that puts events into the activity stream, before they're basically ignored. And now they can be part of the magic that happens to show the user the cards for those events.
So, Marlins, I know you're doing a presentation this week with Martin Donnelly on Customizer. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you're going to be talking about and what you're doing with Customizer?
Yeah, so the session Martin and I are doing is basically his original session about Customizer in a short version. The thing that I am adding on to it, I'm going to do a demo where I take the people through the whole process and show them in real time how it's all hooked up together. Because I remember when my first customer asked me for a Customizer project, I looked at Martin's documentation presentation, and the whole Customizer thing itself is explained really, really well, how it works, the proxying, all that kind of stuff. But how it then hooks into GitHub and how the replication and the forking and all of that works, that's actually what I'm going to add on to that session, so people can get started more easily on Customizer. What I'm doing with it is, today I have a couple of customers on the cloud that are using it. And I must say that it's on cloud, it's one of the most easiest ways to improve life for your customers. Mostly quite simple requests on hide this button or add this or make this button do something else, or an additional dialog box before it comes to what it normally does. They're quite simple things, but they make users very, very happy.
So for people that don't know Customizer, it's basically a way to put a skin across Connections or part of Connections to introduce or hide elements according to what you need. Would that be fair?
Yeah, it's a proxy server that sits in front of it, and it will only intercept and inject code where you define it. The rest it will just keep on pulling from the backend. So it's like it doesn't put everything over it. It doesn't put a layer over it. It only injects small things. That's why it's so performant.
I think I was going with a non-technical kind of clumsy explanation of what it does, but it is very, very cool. And I think
I can give you the
please.
Non-technical version. So I see Customizer as a way for partners and customers to modify connections without a lot of hassle. Today you have to go and you would have to hack the JSPs basically to you do simple things like change the banner or to add a button or what have you. On cloud, it was impossible to do until we had this function. So it just makes it possible on the cloud, as Manas said. So it really puts some power into mostly probably partners or developers to make connections what the tweaks that they need for their organization.
Absolutely. And what I also like a lot about Customizer, you can just do what you have done. So the changes you've done, you could say that they are going to be for everyone or just for that community or just for a few users. So this is also very powerful and useful for an environment.
Yeah, right. They're actually working on extending that part as well to make it more granular in the future on future releases, where you can actually define different customizations for different subsets of people. And I have a lot of on-prem customers that have heavily customized environments, and they're not going to port whatever they've done today onto Customizer, but everything they do new, they will and are doing on Customizer instead.
Right. It also makes it a little future-proof also. Every upgrade, you don't have to deal with that.
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. Yes. And in CR4, or just before, in CR4, they also released Customizer Lite, which is a great improvement if you just want to get started. I think for a big production environment where you need clustering, you'll probably still need the full component pack to do that. But the Customizer Lite actually allows you to run it in a very, very simple way. So for a dev environment or for a very small customer that doesn't run it clustered anyway, it has become a lot easier to implement on-premise. Since CR4, which is a massive improvement as well.
Yep,
that's good news. So, Chris, I know you've been working on the visual update and the new mobile app. So can you tell us a bit about what you've been working on and maybe what's coming up?
Sure, yes. So I wanted to plug this thing we're called Visual Update 1. So just a little bit of backstory, but not that much, but you remember when we were doing Pink, we had a lot of new components coming on that we were building from scratch. So, and everything wasn't going to be done at once. So we knew that when new things came on, we didn't want to have an old design on it. So long story short, my team spent about a year creating a new design language that was modern and responsive and had React components and everything that developers use. In fact, they're actually using it in the community catalog in OrientMe now. And then in order to ease the transition from the old look to the new one, I had a team go off and actually start saying, can we use Customizer to update everything in connections? And it turns out that you can. It took about a year of hacking, CSS. So that's what a few people, we started with an intern project to prove it out. And then we put a real team on it to work on it. And so that's what you see Visual Update 1 now is. So that reskins all of connections, so you don't have to. It also externalizes things like global items, like colors and some icons. Like, I think we externalized the like icon. If you didn't like a heart, you could put a thumbs up or smiley if you want. So, really, yes, some things are so. And we simplified the color choices, branding,
Chris,
stuff like that.
Chris, yes. I need to add to that.
Yes.
The heart came up with version 5.5 for the first time. And customer, a big insurance conglomerate, told me that heart needs to be go away. We are not on Tinder. That's business. So we had to change that for a thumbs up and we hit with customer.
And now you can change. Now you can change it one place and it'll flow through everything.
Exactly.
Well, and at least the customer...
Sorry, go on, please, Chris.
At least the customer didn't come back and say, we love the heart and we also want you to be able to swipe left and swipe right. That would have been harder.
Yes, as I'm looking...
Julian, how do you know that?
He's seen it on TV.
It's not a TV, it's called a phone, Julian.
No. As I'm looking at my Skype screen that has a heart, big heart on it. But anyway, the Visual Update 1 is up on GitHub. It's open source.
Oh.
You can just fork it or whatever and point customizer at it. And in fact, even I installed Node and all this other stuff because it does server-side CSS pre-processing, so you can change the colors in about a minute. And
so in terms of layer, it sits between customizer and connections, or it sits before customizer?
Customizer calls this a pile of CSS that changes the UI.
Perfect.
Because it's actually in the app catalog, isn't it?
Yes, on cloud it is, yeah. So
and
you can just enable it.
Just pull it in and, yeah.
Yeah, you can enable it, but probably most customers might want to change the color or what have you. So so it's forkable also.
That's a nice term. I've never used that in a sentence before. I'm not a developer, so I've never used it. So there's also a change to the mobile app.
Yes. So on the mobile... So the main focus on CR4 was to redo the community navigation. Previously, when you open the community, you landed in, I think, the updates tab. And it was all probably never right for, it looked different from your community that was on the web and so on. So now when you open up the community, we move to a top navigation. You can clearly see your community icon. The top has all the tabs or all the apps that you can switch among, and then whatever you set as your overview page or your start page in the community will show up. And if it's the overview page and you have a rich text field there or the description field, it will show that. So you get a pretty similar look. And this release, they're finishing a few things around just making sure that the navigation is always at the top, and whenever you switch applications, it'll be coherent. Yes, exactly. It'll be coherent. And then it scrolls to the top, and there's, some other niceties like that. But it's basically a big improvement on communities.
I have one more thing for you, and then I promise I will stop asking your cool questions. We're still a bit early in the week. I know there are a couple of presentations coming out. Is
yes.
there anything you can share with us with the regular disclaimer that you'd like to put in front of it for people that aren't there and might be listening to this that you say might want to listen out for?
Yeah, I know Mickey Banatwala is doing two talks today, one on what's a deep dive on what's new in connections, and he's going to cover CR3 and CR4 enhancements in some detail, and including many of the things we talked about here. But there's some other things like you can unsubscribe to community emails. We put in a feature to lock a wiki page when you're editing it, so you don't have this overwrite problem when multiple people are trying to edit wikis. And I'm sure I'll talk about the community catalog and things like that. We also have started some planning for CR5, which I believe Adam and Danielle have a talk tomorrow on it. I think it's called The Future is Bright or something like that. And I'm sure they'll give you a hint of what we're thinking about. So what we've been doing with this CR3, CR4, now CR5 is trying to do sort of these 3-month incremental updates. And when you're doing them on-prem, that means you have about a month. You have to finish a month ahead of when you want to ship because of testing and packaging and so on.
Oh, cool.
So really you end up with six to eight iterations of stuff to do that you can work on. So all that to say is, you know, these end up, we're looking at the AHA list, the most voted things in there, and that's
you
kind of driving.
You are running to state to catch up as fast as you can produce something.
Yes, basically. So like the highest thing on there is restore deleted folder. So that's higher on our list, and we're working on that one.
I got actually an update on that idea from the Ideas Hub.
Yep.
So I saw it.
Same
here. Yep. Another one was files transferring ownership from one person to another.
Yes.
So that was high up there.
Also,
we're looking at things like, can we reuse the OrientMe cards in other cards in other contexts? So like, now that the community catalog looks really good with that card, the files cards are looking old because they were done before. So now we're going to see, can we use those cards over there?
This is, I mean, with the ideation blog and the in-person connection design sessions, and hearing that you guys are listening and seeing this stuff and prioritizing what we're asking for, I think is really exciting. And I know we're in a transitional stage at the moment,
mm-hmm.
as connections moves from IBM to HCL, but it is great news that there's no stopping.
We want to do this now before the HCL transition is official, so that's what's driving this next set of stuff in CR5.
I even feel like you're ramping it up now, and like CR4, CR5 very fast, and then the ideas,
the handover is clean or
but the jams that are coming, the pattern from Domino coming back, where the feedback was great, it feels like you're like bringing it up to speed to to give it a head start before it pulls over. Which is great.
No, it feels great just not waiting until someone takes over,
right?
It is,
yeah, because we're gonna
actively worked on, and that's cool.
Yeah, because it doesn't stop when we don't want to start cold and in June or whenever. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And talking about not stopping, Juanes, you've announced a new social connections event later this year. Yes.
Yes, we announced we had a blog post last week to announce the dates. It's going to be 15th and 16th of September. It's a Monday and a Tuesday. Very early in the year, a bit earlier than normal, supposedly to give HCL a platform to make some announcements after deal close, if everything goes well. So we've also...
Do you want to quickly tell us where? Go on, we won't tell
you. I do. I'm gonna give you the scope there and tell you that it's going to be Europe, which is also in the blog post. And to be very, very honest, we've discussed a couple of locations, countries in Europe before coming here, and we decided to wait until after Think to reconsider based on maybe any information we get here. Once we announce the venue, we can't back out of it anymore. We can't change the date anymore. So we wanted to wait until after Think. And we've also announced our platinum sponsor for the conference already, which is HCL. And we have Richard Jeffs as a confirmed keynote speaker as well.
That's great news. I mean, for anyone who hasn't been to Social Connections, it is Juanes and his team put on a fantastic conference, not just in terms of content, but they put an awful lot of effort into creating community around the conference and creating social events where you do get to network. It is one of my favourite conferences of the year, so I'm definitely looking forward to it when you announce it.
Yeah, I really can back up on this. So it's also one of my favorites, and I love it. And And it was so needed and still is, because many other conferences don't talk much about connections, and this one is just focusing on it. And I love that fact as well.
Well, I think that's it. Thank you very much for your time, Chris and Wannis and Sandra. Thank you, Julian, for throwing this one over to me today.
You did an excellent job.
Yes. Well, you know, I do have a quick non-technical question for you. When you talk about the connections releases and like CR4 and CR5 and stuff, does that stand for Chris Reckling?
No one's ever noticed.
Yes, and it's going to cost them a lot to undo that.
That was quite a power play. I mean, I respect the fact that you were able to pull that off.
Well, you know, I'm quiet, but I have a lot of.
So when are we finally going to see a bug-free version then?
Yeah. Designed well.
So this will be published on my blog and shared out. We'll include links to social connections and the connections aha site and how to register for the connection in-person jams and anything else we've talked about on this call. So thanks very much again, everyone. Enjoy the rest of the conference. My name is Sandra.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thanks for having us.
Bye. See you at the jams.
Bye.
Yes, see you, bye.